Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Mingos on the 4th of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Last week, the 3-year-old social network Vero had fewer than 150,000 downloads. As of today, it has nearly 3 million, driven by frustration with Instagram and a feature set that its founder says enables a more authentic form of self-expression. But as the app has grown in popularity, the company and its founder have come under scrutiny. The arrival of millions of new users overwhelmed the company's servers, rendering it all but unusable for much of the week. There are also issues over Vero's expensive terms of service, which gave the company wide latitude over how it used content uploaded by users. Flash is about to die. The percentage of daily Chrome users who've loaded at least one page containing Flash content per day has gone down from around 80% in 2014 to under 8% in early 2018. These statistics on Flash declining numbers were shared with the public by the Director of Engineering at Google during a keynote speech at Network and Distributed System Security Symposium held in San Diego last week. A slew of newly discovered vulnerabilities can wreak havoc on 4G LTE network users by eavesdropping on phone calls and text messages, knocking devices offline, and even spoofing emergency alerts. 10 attacks detailed in a newspaper by research of Purdue University and the University of Iowa expose weakness in 3 critical protocol operations of the cellular network, such as securely attaching a device to the network and maintaining a connection to receive calls and messages. Those flaws can allow authentication relay attacks that can allow an adversary to connect to a 4G LTE network by impersonating an existing user, such as a phone number. Mobile World Congress 2018 just ended. So here's a quick recap of what was launched. A new Galaxy S9, phones with the demise of bezels, Apex concept phone with fingerprint reading built in the display, Lenovo new Chromebooks, but also as the worst of Mobile World Congress we've seen, iPhone X notch copycats, AR emoji from Samsung, and LG's rebadge V30s. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.